Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Bradford.
Good day, good night. When you have Kyle Schwarber hitting home runs into cornfields. Yep, that would be science. That would be baseball is indeed not boring. And also capping off any game with a father-son catch like the Clemens did, Cody Clemens and Roger Clemens. All of that, of course, is part of the Field of Dreams game. All that, of course, is part of another awesome, awesome day of baseball. A couple other things that happened. The Tigers, now a wild card team. Officially now a wild card team. As we speak, after winning again, the Dodgers, leading in loss to the Brewers, they will not get a bye if the postseason started right now. Concern? Who knows? Right now, the Braves and the Brewers, they would get the bye. Obviously, the Brewers being the ones to beat the Dodgers. And also, the Padres have won 5 straight, and they are in the wild card right now as we speak. All right, that's what's going on around the world of baseball. Great game of baseball. Yay, baseball. Also, what's going on is lessons all over the place about perseverance, about how long a career can be, how long a season can be, how long a year can be, how long a few months can be. So I caught up with Christian Campbell. He's been on the podcast before. And Christian Campbell, in case you forgot, Christian Campbell came up last year like a ball of fire. After signing an 8-year, $60 million deal extension, having not even played a major league game, basically, and then tore things up in his first month in the major leagues, 902 OPS with the Boston Red Sox, and then fell off a cliff the next month, 355 OPS. By June, he was back in AAA, and we still haven't seen him since in the major leagues. So, what is going on with Christian Campbell? Well, what's going on with Christian Campbell is that he is a great lesson about how you just keep working, you keep adjusting, you keep working, you keep adjusting, and you find your place. And that's what's happening with Christian Campbell right now. He found his position, outfield, and he's certainly found his performance. In July, a 105.9 OPS, and he hasn't stopped. His 923 August. And after I sat down with him, he had 2 more doubles. His bat speed is off the charts. His exit velocity is off the charts. So it was a great time to catch up with a guy who's been on the podcast before in Christian Campbell, who also, by the way, talks about maybe one of the top, if not the top prospect in baseball, Franklin Arias, who was just called up to AAA. And also after my conversation with Christian Campbell was inspired because he went 3-for-4 and hit another home run. So it's always a good time with Christian, always a good conversation, always good lessons. And a reminder, everybody, remember bbisn'tboring.com, bbisn'tboring.com to get all your merch to represent the brand. And speaking of representing the brand, September 2nd, tickets are going fast. And I'm not just saying that just to say tickets are going fast. Tickets are going fast. RedSox.com/BIB for Baseballs and Boring Night. And in case you haven't seen the jersey that you get, if you get that ticket, you're going to want to take a look at it. It's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. All right, a lot of good stuff coming up. A lot of good stuff coming up. But this is the here and the now. The here and the now is me sitting down with Christian Campbell once again. There's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to more than Christian Campbell right now. Thank you once again. It's always a joy.
Thank you, Robin.
It's always a joy.
First of all, we had talked last time I was here. You had mentioned this is, had nothing to do with what I wanted to talk about, but you had mentioned that you had committed to a college in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you committed to two colleges.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell that story, could you please? Because I had never heard it before.
I mean, back when I was in middle school, the recruiting process and everything was still, you could commit whenever you wanted to. It wasn't like you could, you had to wait till your junior year to talk to people. So I committed to FIU. I went to a prospect camp at Florida International. And I was in eighth grade. I mean, some of the kids there were in ninth, 10th, whatever. And I did good at the camp and ended up committing at the end of the camp to FIU.
Were you first before you were you like, oh man, let's
no,
you're expecting.
I didn't really know.
You know, I was like, I'll commit. Okay.
Yeah. Parents took me down there. We didn't really know too much about the whole process either, because I'm the only child or the first child of family to play baseball. So we didn't really know too much about it, but I committed there. And then I ended up going to a prospect camp and I played in Georgia and, I ended up going down to Georgia Tech and going to another prospect camp, and they see me playing stuff and likes me, and I ended up decommitting from one school, committing
to all in eighth grade.
Yeah, yeah, that was in eighth grade.
That was that a hard was that a hard thing to decommit as eighth
grader? Like, no,
just because you're like, it's Georgia Tech, it's nearly.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it makes sense. And being that young, you don't really know what's gonna happen in your life or at other people's lives and stuff. So it just made sense being close to home.
Yeah,
and going to Georgia Tech in general is one of the best engineering schools in the country, and it just made sense.
What did you do? You want to, what do you want to, besides being a baseball player?
Jeez, there's a lot of different things I was thinking about growing up. I mean, it jumped from being a pharmacist to being into cybersecurity.
Oh, okay.
I would have did that at Georgia Tech if I was a student only, but a baseball player, focused on baseball. I ended up doing a business administration, and I was only there for 2 years, so I didn't really get too deep into my major. But I do want to finish them. Like,
do you really?
Yeah, I do want to graduate.
Yeah,
one day, and I can always go back and do classes here and there whenever I want to. But right now, I just focus on
baseball. Cybersecurity, man. You could do a lot with that.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
you got to be really smart to do it. But I think I'll be able to do it. I probably won't do it anymore. But if I didn't play baseball, then that's probably what I would be into.
Well, you've done all right for yourself. You know, whatever you do from here, it's all gravy. So,
by the way,
I don't know. I can't remember if I talked to you about, I caught up with another Georgia Tech guy, Von Lackey.
Yeah, Lackey.
Yeah.
He got drafted by the
team. He got drafted, yeah.
I was there for his recruiting business.
Well, oh, you were?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He was coming in the year I got drafted, the next year I got.
But he wasn't like, so in case people don't know, he was the number three pick in the draft this year.
Right.
And when I saw him, he like hit an 800-foot home run and hit a triple and ran.
You saw him in?
And beat Boston. I saw him when he played at Boston.
Oh, yeah,
College.
BC. Yeah.
ACC. Yeah, yeah. So, but it was like, oh, I can see why this guy is so good. Mm-hmm. So when you, what is that? Did you, were you his like guy who showed him around or?
No, I was friends of the guys who showed him around.
Okay.
No, I wasn't his guy.
But like, this guy's really quiet.
Like, Vaughn?
No, yeah, I don't know. Like, was it, what was it? What was
I was quiet. I was pretty quiet.
Oh, were you? Okay.
So my roommates ended up doing his recruiting visit and everything. And then I ended up meeting him down the road whenever he came out and stuff and hung out a little bit, you know, as the days went on. But yeah, my teammates and everything, they took him around a little bit, showed him around campus, came to a practice. I remember that was the first time I met him.
Yeah.
Was he came to a practice and I met his parents and met him and everything.
And you said to him, you're going to be the number three pick in the draft, right?
No, I did not say that. I just introduced myself and everything and told him how he's going to be at Georgia Tech and told him he should be excited and stuff. And, you know, they went in the right direction. He's going to be happy coming here.
Should have said, you know how much I like this place? I decommitted in eighth grade and I committed to Georgia Tech.
Whole different coaching staff.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no.
Whole different. Besides the head coach, the head coach was still there.
Yeah.
But everybody else was not there anymore.
Okay.
So I stuck through it throughout all the changes and stuff. And yeah, it was good.
All right. So excellent job of your I just want to give a shout out to your roommates for getting Von Lackey to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, my roommates were good.
What's their names?
Logan McGuire.
Okay.
And Cameron Hill.
All right. Their brand has never been hotter now.
And they still play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just got dropped it a couple years ago.
Okay. All right.
A year after me, because we were all came in together, but I was sophomore eligible, so okay. We got drafted first, and then they got drafted up.
Well, I'm going to put it on their Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks. You're doing well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell me for you, this is like a cliche question, but tell me what you think was the biggest difference for you in sort of turning the corner over the last month and a half.
Honestly, I just went back to just being myself. That's really the main thing. I mean, it's not really anything crazy that happened or anything specific, I would say. Just going back to being myself and being comfortable. Mm. That's really it.
So when you say go back to being yourself, do you go back all the way? Like, do you go back to, like, myself, like, where, hey, when I was just raking as an eighth grader, not as an eighth grader, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, do you just say, I just got to simplify stuff?
Yeah, I guess simplify stuff. I try not to think too much about it, to be honest. I just go out there and play the game and try to play the game hard and try to play the game smart at the end of the day and try to, you know, tune up some things I need to tune up. But I honestly don't think too hard about it. I mean, you can't go back and think about all the things in the past. Sometimes I just try to focus on the future.
But did you feel it? Like, did you feel like sort of a freedom when you just said, I'm just going to go back and simple? Was there a moment like that or someone you talked to, or maybe you just talked to yourself? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, just to myself. I mean, I'm a self-motivator at the end of the day. I mean, I've always been like that. Having conversations in my head and stuff, just thinking, you know, thinking how to improve. And obviously, some of the improvements I made in the offseason didn't work. So ultimately, I want to get back to what I was doing before that anyway. So it just made sense to, you know, adjust again and try to just be myself.
It's hard to, so we talked in spring training and you had said, you know, you had made some adjustments, started in Puerto Rico, did spring training probably at the beginning of this year, and that's hard to even do that, like do something different, and then to jump ship from that it's hard, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to keep like switching stuff, but if you feel in your heart, in your soul, that this is the right thing to do, then you have to do it,
right? I mean, yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I honestly didn't think too hard about it, of like what's correct or not correct. You just gotta kind of play with it when you get a game and see what's comfortable. I know what worked before, and I know some new things I've tried that I like, and you kind of just come down to both of them and figure out a solution that you feel comfortable.
All right, so what is the thing that you worked before for you that you were like, okay, I remember this feeling? What is it?
That worked before. Really, for me, what worked before is sticking to my approach when I go to the plate. You know, mentally, just taking it one at a time and simplifying things when I go to the plate. The way I process information is a little bit different now. The way I think about the game is a little bit different. Just things like that I was just not used to coming into baseball. Just being able to simplify stuff and not think too hard about what's going on.
And what is the thing that you said you knew things that you like? I don't know. I don't want to give away any trade secrets, mm-hmm. but you sort of like, oh, I like this. I like this tweak that I made.
Trying to think. Mm-hmm. What's the main one I like the most? I mean, my hand adjustment's a little bit different. That's really it.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not down anymore like it used to be, like in the offseason.
Like, because I don't want to get too wonky, but I don't like want you to explain. Like, what do you mean?
It's like my hands were here.
Yeah.
Like, and all my hands are just near my face.
Oh, your head. Oh, your hand adjustment. I thought you said, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's really it. I mean, that's the main thing I like. I mean, I'm more of a, like, feel guy. I try not to think too mechanically, because, like...
Yeah, sorry. Bring this up. Sorry, I don't want to do this.
I'm not too mechanically. I'm not, like, too mechanical when it comes to stuff like that. Like, I don't really care about the mechanics. I just go out and want the best results for myself whenever I go out to hit and stuff. And as long as I'm getting that, I'm going to stick to what I think feels right. And that's it. I'm more of a feel guy, if anything. I'm not mechanical. Some people are mechanical, some people are. Right? I'm not a mechanical type of guy.
Yeah. You just go really play, man. Like, you just like when you were raking, like, last April, like, in the majors.
Yeah.
You're just playing.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you can do is just play. Like, I don't really think mechanically. So it's hard for me to answer, like, questions about, like, how I feel, like, during this and that, because I don't really care about that.
I know. I'm sorry to ask. No. People love that stuff, so.
Yeah, some people do.
Yeah.
But I don't really care about all that.
I think that, Christian, I think the biggest thing, I'm going to build you up now that you're here, but the biggest thing is that you just want to get to a place where you can just go play, right? That you're like, hey, I'm just playing. Like, I may adjust. I'm not even thinking about adjustments. I'm not thinking about this. Mm-hmm. I'm just going and playing. And that's been awesome to watch for the last month and a half or so, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you must feel that way, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, it's nothing new. Like, I've done it before. So, like, I'm really, like, too, like, obviously, I don't seem too excited right now, but I'm just focused on what I have to do.
I know. I'm excited for you, though.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. It's like stuff I know I can do. I've done it before. 24 or even in April of last year. So I'm not really surprised. It's just a matter of time with Paul coming back around.
And like having the success is motivating. Like the
motivate yourself to get out here and do this every day. You
know? Yeah.
Get better every day, try to figure out ways to improve. I've always done that, so I can't really be mad at myself about that.
And again, I mean, listen, now you went through this fast, right? It was a blur. But if you take a step back, like, you're still one step away from the major leagues, okay? Mm-hmm. You're one step away from the major leagues. You're doing well. That step is going to be taken, like, sooner than later. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's through all the chaos of the last year, that's where, you know, I don't know if you feel that way. Like, you're not that far away is what I'm saying.
No, definitely not, no.
And you feel that probably more than in a long time anyway.
I'm definitely not that far away. I mean, I've been there. It's good to develop and figure some things out and to find something that works. So whenever you have another opportunity to go up there and showcase your skills, then hopefully you'll be better the second time around. So that's really where I'm at with it. I try not to think too hard about any of that stuff, to be honest. I just focus on where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
I know right now.
Ten toes down.
Yeah, I'm batting 6-hole today, playing left field tonight against the Blue Jays.
Look at it this way. You're not talking about this. We're just here. We're pumping you up. Like, I'm the hype man for your game tonight.
Yeah.
And by the way, like, you reach full most capacity. You can't get any bigger.
I can get bigger.
You are? tell me how much bigger and stronger you are. Like, give me some numbers.
That's what I'm saying. I don't really know.
You don't look at numbers?
No. Like, I'm literally not, like, I'm all based on, like, how I feel, like, what I feel like doing, what I want to do. It's all based on that. If something's consistently working, then I'll stick to that. But, like, I'm not into, because I work out hard.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, depending. I'm not like the type of guy who's like, I'm going to lift this today. I don't know when I'm going to lift when I go in there. If I lift more, then that's great. If I don't, then that's fine. Like, I just, like, go with the flow, and I work hard. And when I work hard, good things happen. And when it comes to working out and getting bigger and stronger.
Yeah.
But, like, numbers-wise, like, working out, I don't really know.
Well, here's the only number that you should know, which is me saying, like, you look jacked.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm better than last year. I think that's the biggest improvement. Last year, I was a lot thinner towards the end of the year. This year, I've been able to maintain my weight. I think that's a good improvement. And something that I'm proud of this year is, like, I'm finishing this season stronger than I was last year. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning how to work with my body and gauge it throughout a long season. And this is my second or third season doing that. And this season is definitely the best I've done with it so far.
Just the last thing, and this is, I'm gonna stick to tonight, today. See? Okay. That's who he discredited you for all your success.
No.
He credited you for all your success. I'm gonna stick to here and now. This is like, as you go, you're getting ready to play tonight, play the great game of baseball. This is I don't know, but this is probably some of the most fun that you've had, because listen, when you do well, it's fun,
mm-hmm.
but when you walk in the field, like, you feel like this is, you're having fun again. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but would that be fair to say?
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely having fun. I always have fun playing the game of baseball. I mean, obviously, everybody goes through ups and downs, and you're having more fun when you're succeeding more. But, I mean, I'm really happy I'm developing and getting better in the long run. I think that's what's most important. especially for the future. It's what's the most important. And I think it's going to pay off.
Can I ask you, Franklin Arias.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen him play now.
Yeah, yeah.
What strikes you about him?
His defense is extremely good. His swings have been really good too. But his defense, I think, surprised me the most. I haven't really seen him defensively because no one really shows defensive highlights anywhere. You see everybody hitting home runs and hitting doubles and triples and all that, which is cool, which is great. But defense surprised me the most. Not that I didn't think he could defend or anything.
You just didn't see it.
No, I've never played defense, but he's really, really smooth at shortstop. I really like the way he feels the ball and the way he stays down with it. And he makes accurate throws every time he throws it. I think that's the most impressive thing, especially with him being 20 years old. That's really impressive to me. I mean, I'm behind him now in left or right or center or whatever. And seeing him play defense, I want the ball to be hit to him. You know what I mean? Like, if it's just the end of the game and if there's a ball about to be hit 110 on the ground, I want it to be hit at him. And I think he's going to make the play 10 out of 10
times. He plays with a lot of confidence.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he seems like he knows what he's doing. And he has a lot of pro ball experience, I think, too. Even though he's younger, he's played for a little bit longer in this system. And he's developing, too. And he looks really good. He looks really good. He's putting some good swings on the balls, too, here. And he's learning still, and he's good in the locker room with the guys and everything. So that's very encouraging. And he's good to be around. He's fine to be around.
All right, it's good because you have a better perspective than I do.
Yeah. If you ask anybody, he's good to be around.
Good, awesome. Well, you're good to be around, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.